about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there.
Our brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. The only error really is in not trying.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy.
And I'm Bob Duke. And we're Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, the value in failure.
Most of us, when we go to school, are directed to think in a way that our primary goal is to avoid making mistakes, and that what learning is a process of making fewer and fewer mistakes. And that's not our life experience from the time that we're born to the time that we start going to school. Our experiences are full of mistake-making and failing at attempts to do the things that we want to do.
And it's really hard to diagnose why you succeeded at something. Because sometimes your success is due to your own efforts, and sometimes your success is due to other factors
right.
in the outside world. And it's hard to diagnose all the pieces that go into a success. But failure often has a smaller number of causes. And so when you fail, you can often then pinpoint, that's the thing I did wrong. That's the thing I need to improve next time in order to improve my chances of success. And so the irony is, by focusing people on the idea that mistakes are a bad thing, we're actually focusing people away from the very piece of information that's going to help them to succeed in the future. People would rather not do anything at all than to make a mistake.
Than to risk a mistake,
yeah.
Sure. And you know, a metaphor for this that I think is a really succinct way to think about this whole process of how mistakes provide information for you is training wheels on bicycles. I can't tell you how many times I've been, you know, in a neighborhood walking around or driving by some kid on a bicycle with training wheels, and the training wheels are set incorrectly. And what I mean by that is that the parent or whoever set up the training wheels put them on so that when the bicycle is upright, both training wheels are on the ground. So what that does is any movement you have when you shift your body weight from side to side has no effect on the angle of the bicycle. So you're obtaining no useful information about how to ride a bike because the training wheels aren't set correctly. Right. Now, the reason you put training wheels on in the first place is for somebody who didn't know how to ride a bike at all, the likelihood is if you shifted your weight, you'd likely fall down and you'd hurt yourself and all those kind of things. So we put the training wheels on to make. But when they're set optimally, each training wheels off the ground by a couple inches.
Right.
So leaning on the bike leans the bike over, but the training wheel keeps you from making a catastrophic error,
right?
But you do learn the consequences of the shifting of the body weight.
You fail, but you don't fail spectacularly.
Exactly. What we're trying to create for learners is opportunities to fail without catastrophic failure.
Right.
To have the kind of failures that you learn from the failure and go on.
And we want to avoid not just our own feeling that we shouldn't make any mistakes, but we want to avoid that feeling that we should be punishing other people for their mistakes.
Absolutely.
In fact, you know, one of the things that if we have another Two Guys on Your Head cross-stitching party, another cross-stitched pillow
yes.
needs to be that we want to punish negligence, not failure. The only error really is in not trying. The role of society, the role of teachers is to create an environment that gives us some scaffolding, that gives us training wheels in order to allow us to do that set of things that's currently just beyond our reach.
Exactly.
So that we fail in the process of doing that, but we don't fail spectacularly.
I don't want it to seem like Art and I are being Pollyannish about this, you know, like failure is good, because nobody likes to fail. I mean, and there's no way to change the feeling of failure and error is in some ways punishing. Right.
But why is it so terrible sometimes to feel bad about it?
Right. Exactly. Because that punishing feeling is part of what shapes your thinking and your behavior. And if the only thing that happens to you is you make attempts and you're usually right because you've been set up so carefully to be usually right, you never, first of all, get that feeling of the punishing, slightly punishing thing from the error. But more importantly than that, now when that kind of punishing feeling does come, it's overwhelming because you've not practiced responding to that.
Success feels good and failure feels bad. I mean, in a very literal sense, it's sort of important to know that. One of the reasons that we in our current society have tried to push people away from failure is because we have this belief that negative feelings are somehow bad.
Inherently.
Inherently bad in some absolute sense. They certainly feel bad in the moment, but they have a positive value for us.
Right. They would not have been selected for evolutionarily did they not have a positive value.
Right. Why would we have a system that was only bad?
Right. The interesting thing is that the physiology of each of those emotions doesn't vary that much. What varies is how we define the emotion in terms of our intellectualizing about it, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, sadness, disappointment, I mean, all those things have similar physiological components to them, right? But we interpret them differently because our conscious thinking gives them a different spin each time we do
tell
that.
A different story.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the things that's fascinating is, on the one hand, we would never tell a carpenter, leave most of your tools in the toolbox and only use a few of these. But by legislating ourselves against negative feelings, part of what we're doing is actually saying there's a whole set of mental tools that are associated with the negative feelings that we have, and we're going to tell you to leave those in the toolbox and only focus on the ones that create positive feelings.
Right.
There are real mechanisms that are failure-driven learning mechanisms that we are basically not teaching people to use effectively by focusing them on avoiding mistakes rather than learning from mistakes.
And you know, I think all that happens, for the most part, with the best of intentions
on
the parts of parents and teachers.
Yes.
It all that's understandable. But as Art says, when you take away that learning tool, and I think Art's, your word is very apt, it's a learning tool, you now reduce the effectiveness of the learning. I mean, all of us who have children, grandchildren, we want to protect them from every hurt, every sadness that we possibly can. But you know, life is full of hurts. It's full of sadnesses. Some are very small and trivial. Some are really serious and large. And part of being a happy, mentally healthy person who can navigate all of that is you've learned ways to respond that are adaptive and healthy to things not going your way. And if you're creating an environment for a learner where the training wheels are set up in such a way that the bike never leans no matter what you do, you don't learn those skills.
No, because someday they put you on a bike.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bike falls over.
And that's right. And it hurts.
And it hurts.
And
a lot.
Chances are the longer you wait to get on that bike, chances are the bigger the bike is and the steeper the hill that they put you on.
Yes, the bicycle metaphor taken to its conclusion.
That's
right?
To its absurd but logical conclusion. I think we drove that one off the
cliff. Oh, we certainly did. I tell you, stop pedaling.
Next week, how expectations and reinforcement affect performance with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. Support for Two Guys on Your Head comes in part from the Center for Music Therapy, providing brain training for movement disorders.